Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Today's episode comes from Nehemiah chapter 4 about rebuilding the walls.
To get your Bibles today, and I want you to go to Nehemiah, the 4th chapter. We're going to read Nehemiah, the 4th chapter. But it so happened when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the walls that he was furious and very indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifice? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stone from the heap of the rubbish stones that are burned?" Now Tobias the Ammonite were beside him, and he said, "Whatever they build, if even a fox go upon it, he will break down their stone wall. Hear, O Lord God, for we are despised. Turn this reproach on their own head and give them as plunders to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we build the walls, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height. For the people had a mind to work." For the people had a mind to work. I want everybody to say that with me. For the people, had a mind, to work. Father, we thank you today. We give your name the praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, I ask that you will cover me under your blood, hide me behind your cross. Sprinkle the blood of Jesus over my mind, over my spirit, over my body, over this pulpit, over this audience, over every viewer. Now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you take the reins and I take the back seat. Now, Father, I ask you, Father, send the anointing. Anoint these lips of clay, knowing that your word has already been anointed. Father, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch the hearts and the minds of these people, God. Give them ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if we read Nehemiah, we will find out that Nehemiah had a burden for Jerusalem. This was the holy city, and this city had been burned. Come on, somebody. But Nehemiah had a mind and a heart for God's holy city. It was placed on him as a burden. Y'all come on here. And if we look here, glory to God, hallelujah, according to the word of God, he said, but it so happened when Sanballat heard that we was building, rebuilding the walls, and he was furious and very indignation. When I look this up, furious and indignation, meaning burning with rage. And I want to ask y'all today, how many of you in here, glory to God, hallelujah, have the devil been burning with rage because of you trying to do something for God? And let me tell you something, glory to God, anything that you get ready to try to set out to do for God, there's going to always be opposition. You better know, glory to God, hallelujah, here it is, that the devil began, the glory to God, use Sanballat to come against Nehemiah. Somebody ought to say something here. The walls was down, and I sit there last night, and I begin to talk to the Lord. I said, "Lord, here it is that Jerusalem walls was down." And we know these walls here served as a protection to keep the enemy out. And I looked at the church, glory to God, hallelujah, just like them walls served as a protection to keep the enemy out. enemy out. Let me tell you that Jesus Christ, the spirit of Jesus Christ, it serves to keep the enemy out. And I find out in this day and time, glory to God, hallelujah, we want to copy everything but copy somebody that's trying to get somewhere with God. I tell people like this year, we got too many covenant spirits in the church. Everything you see somebody else with, you want it. Why don't you go after the God that's in them like that? God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost up in here this morning. And I want you to know, glory to God, these walls was down and anything could come in. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is it, glory to God, when you look at the church and you see that anything that came in, I'm not talking about this building, I'm talking about this house. Oh, come on, somebody, this holy city, somebody ought to shout glory. I want you to know that in and everything is coming in. Somebody ought to shout glory, because your walls are down and you ain't doing nothing about your walls down. I was here early this morning, and I was crying out to God, and I began to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be consecrated, I want to be dedicated, I want to be separated, I want to be isolated. God, when it boiled down to it, I want to be holy. Somebody ought to shout glory. Your walls down. That's how come, glory to God, lying can get in there. That's how come backbiting can get in there. That's how come that covenant spirit can get in there. Anything can get in there, because your walls are down. You don't have the Holy Spirit.
Glory, glory, glory.
So here it is, glory to God, hallelujah. He had the devil burning with rage. Somebody, glory to God, hallelujah, he was burning with rain because he heard, glory to God, that the walls was being rebuilt.
Yes.
What he says, so saying.
When Somebody heard that we build the wall, he was wroth.
When he heard that we build the walls, he was wroth.
And wroth.
Come on.
He took great indignation. And mocked the Jews.
He was burning with rage. He began to mock them. Then he puts him in a rage.
Yes.
What did he say?
And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and
said. You see, he just began to mock them before his brethren.
And said.
The army of Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
Men's of the army. He began to speak and mock them. And what he said.
What do these feeble Jews?
What do these feeble Jews?
Will they fortify themselves?
Listen here. That word feeble here derived is the use of a woman who is no longer able to bear children. And you can find it in 1 Samuel 2 and 5. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what he was saying is, they ain't able to rebuild. Oh, come on, glory to God, hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing. You ought to tell the devil he is a liar. When the devil come to you and tell you, glory to God, I'm not, and you ain't going to rebuild your prayer life. You ain't going to rebuild, come on, some, your faithfulness to God. You got to tell that devil he is a liar. You got to tell that devil the wall's going up. Somebody ought to shout glory. Oh, yeah, he might get in a rage about it, but that's all right, glory to God. I'm going to build my wall back where I can keep you out. Somebody ought to shout glory. There's too many things creeping in there.
Jesus, Jesus.
Walls down. When your walls up, it serves a purpose. And that purpose is to keep the enemy out.
Yeah.
The purpose is to not let anything come in and out. Anything come in and out of the church now. Y'all know I'm telling the truth, glory to God. I mean anything, God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. People ain't holy like they used to be holy. Come on, people ain't dedicated like they used to be dedicated. People ain't consecrated like they used to be consecrated. People ain't separated no more. Somebody ought to shout glory. He is beginning to say they're going to fortify and they're going to strengthen. Because that's what fortify means, strengthening.
Yeah.
Offer sacrifice completed in a day.
because the work was in a hurry. And the devil sees it, glory to God, hallelujah, when things start to get in a hurry. And the devil don't like it. Come on, somebody. So he starts using all of this stuff and all of it is to stop him from building. And that's what you got to know here. The devil coming with all of this stuff. He come with accusation. He come mocking you, glory to God. And all of this is to stop you from building. And some of y'all can't even see it. That, glory to God, when you do something to God, opposition gonna come. But you got to rebuke the devil. You got to tell the devil, get thee behind me, for it is written.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In other words, you don't let him stop you. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, oh, don't you let the devil stop you. Folks ain't got no drive no more. Folks ain't got no push no more. Be honest with you, they done lost Jesus. Don't nobody want to get on the altars no more and cry out, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And stay there, glory to God, calling on Jesus until you feel something in the inside of you. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. We want to shout over it. We want to clap over it. We want to praise over it. And know your walls down. Somebody ought to shout glory. The devil don't care about you praising. The devil already know who you are. It's when you glory to God for real. It's when glory to God, hallelujah, you're trying to rebuild. You know, glory to God, hallelujah, I got to do something with my life, for my life ain't right. He'll begin to mock at you.
Yeah.
When as far as to talk about glory to God, he said, even as a little old fox, if he jump up on the wall, he'll bring it down, it'll collapse.
That's what he said.
Because in other words, glory to God, hallelujah, it ain't constructed out of nothing. What he says, so say.
Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish?
Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish? And you know what? Where that come from, saints of God? I found out something. Because when this limestone has been put to intensive heat, then it was not suitable to be used. So here it is, glory to God. He said, how can we use that stuff? We know, glory to God, they can't do nothing with them. Somebody ought to shout, glory, but God. Look at somebody and tell them, but God. I don't care what the devil said can't be done. But God, ain't nothing impossible to God. Ain't nothing impossible to them that believe. You the one got to make up your mind. I'm coming up out of this place. You the one got to make up your mind. I'm coming up out of the rubbish. Somebody ought to shout glory. Hallelujah. I made my mind up. I'm going to rebuild. I'm going to rebuild with you or without you. Somebody ought to shout glory. In other words, what I'm telling y'all, I am going forward. What he says, he said.
Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall break down their.
In other words, he was saying, it ain't strong, it ain't solid. And what the devil do, he should hear some of y'all testify. He say, ain't nothing to it, it ain't strong.
Yeah.
Read, so said.
Hear, O our God.
Listen here. Now y'all look at this here. Nehemiah did not respond to his enemy. That's what a lot of us do, glory to God, and that's what's wrong with us, sitting up talking to the devil.
Yeah.
Like Eve, she tried to tell the devil, that ain't what he said.
Yeah.
Trying to straighten it out. Nehemiah did not respond. You know what Nehemiah did? He went somewhere and prayed. Nehemiah didn't try to glory to God, hallelujah. Tell them, glory to God, hallelujah, nothing. It was a burden on me. And see, Sam Valley, it was a burden. I come to Jerusalem to try to build these walls. No, he ain't did no explaining. He began to talk to the Lord. He said, listen here, Lord, what did he say? So said,
we are despised.
He said, we are despised.
And turn their reproach upon their own.
He said, listen here, Lord, turn the reproach back on them. We are despised. We are despised without a cause. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. If you really look at it, here it is. Nehemiah was in warfare.
Yes.
And anytime we get ready to do something for God, you can look out. The devil comes.
Yes.
What he said?
And give them for a prey in the land of captivity.
He said, give them for a prey and give in the land of captivity. Come on.
And cover not their iniquity.
Don't you cover. In other words, don't you forgive their sin.
Yeah.
Don't you forgive them. In other words, you make them pay. You make make them pay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody go and shout glory. Why was Nehemiah saying this? Because Nehemiah recognized, glory to God, the people were working, glory to God, and the work that they were doing, and they had the mind to work the things of God on their mind. Come on, somebody. What he said?
Cover not their iniquity.
He said, don't you cover their iniquity. Don't forgive them. Come on.
And let not their sin be blotted out from before
thee. Don't let their sin be blotted out.
For they have provoked thee to anger before the people.
They done provoked you to anger before the people. Here it is, glory to God. God was an anger. And you got to see this here. When the people was assorted. When they was assorted, but they failed to realize it. Sambalik them just wasn't making an assault on the people, but they were making it on God.
Yes.
They weren't just despising the work of the people if they were despising the work of the Lord. That's how come you got to be careful, saints of God. You don't touch God's work. You don't mess with what God is trying to do. If you can't be a part of it, glory to God, you'll be better off to get out of it. Listen here, read on to sin.
So build we the wall. And all the wall was joined together.
All the wall was joined together.
Until the head thereof.
To the head thereof.
For the people had a mind.
That's what I want y'all to see. They had a mind. They had a mind for the things of God.
Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.